This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:47. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Kira, if you could go ahead and do the roll call.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Layla Abed El-Majid.
Present.
Dylan Ondakat.
Present.
Morgan Baker.
Present.
Genevieve Bansaw.
Here, thanks.
Katrina Bentley.
Present.
Kayla Butler.
Present.
Carlo Castillo.
Unexcused.
Uchenna Chakukarev.
Yeah, here. Present.
Lucy Contreras.
Present.
Annette Gleiberman.
Not used.
Sonu Kapoor.
Present.
Andrea Mira Montez Serrano.
Present.
Evan Moy.
Present.
Jocelyn Noriega.
Unexcused.
Estefania Perez.
Unexcused.
Tomas Revening.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Mardia Sherdo.
Present.
Lucas Smith.
Present.
Claire Templeman.
Present.
Valeria Valencia.
Present.
Noah Watson.
I'm here.
Selma Waddell.
Here.
Valentina Xu.
Here.
Wuhan Wan.
Here.
Raquel Zohair.
Present.
Lucas Zumpano.
Unexcused.
Samuel Zevevres.
Present.
And Catherine Wong.
Present. What is the member count?
I have 25.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my name.
Amari.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so 26.
Awesome. Okay, did we miss anyone else or are we all good? Good? Oh, okay, I see Carlo just popped in. Okay, so is that 27 members present? Perfect. We have 27 members present. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. First off, we have announcements. So Vice President Watson, floor is yours.
Hey, thank you, Kat. Our first announcement is that internal elections are going to be this weekend for all the committee chairs and also for the newly opened up Vice President of Research and Accountability. Layla sent it open to me in the Slack this past week. So if you guys could all fill it out so we can find a time that works for all of us, I'd greatly appreciate that. And with that, and yes, also if you guys have any questions about the committee chair applications or the VPRA position, feel free to reach out to me, Kat, or Layla. And Kat, you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so tomorrow we have our socially distant meetup, which I'm super excited about. We'll be out in the Arts Quad, 6 feet apart, less than 10 people at all times. Go ahead and sign up in the sheet I sent out in the Slack. If you're not in the Slack, as I know at least one member is not, please do so, because you're going to miss announcements and it's really important that you're in the Slack. Okay, perfect. Yes, Noah?
Sorry, you continue. I'm sorry.
One more procedural point. I've been thinking about how we can like go through like Robert's rules while on Zoom. So normally we have our speakers list. So you raise your hand and I'll see that, and that organizes our speakers list for us. There's also these like three different types of like little motions you can make. So point of information, point of order, and point of privilege. Those points allow you to interrupt the speakers list. And normally if we were in person, you would just like raise your placard and like cut into the speakers list to make your point. In lieu of that, I'm gonna ask if you have a point of information, which means you're asking a question that's relevant to the topic and you think deserves to be, to cut the speakers list, go ahead and type point of information in the chat so I like can call on you ahead of the speakers list. Or if you have a point of order, which is a procedural question, go ahead and put that in the chat as well. And point of privilege is also that. So just for your all, so you all know what to do if you guys do have points of information or order. So Noah, yes.
Hi Kat, Lucas reached out to me and he would like to add an announcement if that's okay.
Of course, go for it.
Yeah, so just wanted to share a cool thing that the Local Relations Division of OSGR has been working on. So this next Tuesday, 4 to 5 p.m. is the Collegetown Neighborhood Council meeting. It's something that usually happens once or twice a semester. Our team usually does a short presentation as well as updates from off-campus housing, Collegetown businesses, and just general updates on like why this road is still under construction, stuff like that. So there's a post on the SA Instagram. Go like it, share it with your friends. It's got all the information. And then there's also stuff on the OSGR website, which you can share later if people don't or haven't seen that. So yeah, save the date, come to it, come with questions. It's going to be awesome. Thank you, Noah.
And Kat, just one more. Tomas would like to make an announcement as well.
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to let you know Ryan Lombardi ended up following up with me about CARES Act funding. So he spoke to the director of financial aid, and that money should be distributed by the end of October, hopefully. If you received something called a COVID SSE relief grant that is separate from CARES Act funding, that was a fund set up by Cornell to help with students since they know that jobs and internships were kind of hard this summer. So just keep in mind that CARES Act funding should be dispersed by the end of the month, hopefully.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Tomas, for letting us know. Perfect. Okay. Any more announcements? If you'd like to add one, please let Noah or myself know. Okay, great. Noah, open microphone.
Okay, awesome. So now we are going to go into open microphone. So if any members of the community would like to raise any issues to the assembly, please raise your hand and I will unmute you so you can speak. And with that, since I don't see any members of the community raising their hands, I'm going to close open microphone.
Awesome. Thank you, Noah. We're going to move into approval of the minutes. So if you haven't already, go ahead and open up the box link where you can review the minutes from last meeting. I'll give everyone a few seconds to look over them right now. And then I'll wait for a motion to approve after everyone's gotten a chance to look through them. And if you have any like questions or you would like to make an amendment to the minutes, go ahead and raise your hand. If not, I will look favorably upon a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Awesome.
Second.
Thank you for the second. All right, all in favor of approving, please hit yes. Going to close voting in like 15 seconds. Five more seconds, please vote in the participants chat. If you do not vote to approve them, go ahead and hit no. And if you can't vote for some reason, feel free to shoot me a private message. Okay, I see almost everyone has voted. Awesome, okay. 25-0-1, the minutes are approved. Perfect. Now on to the business of the day. Representative Chikwukere Uche, the floor is yours if you'd like to reintroduce your resolution and go over the amendments, and then we can start discussion from there.
Hello, yeah, so y'all should have gotten the amended resolution from last week, went through, made just a few changes. Well, not a few, but just one. I know, Layla, last week you said something about like, and what might be it therefore resolved portion of my resolution, which is all fixed now. But yes, basically it stands the same, pretty much just trying to make it to where voters do not have to rank every single candidate where there's a race where their ranked choice voting is being used. So yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Uche. So now that this is the second meeting that it's been introduced, we are allowed to debate this resolution. Last week, we were only allowed to ask questions about it, but now that we're able to vote on it today, you guys can start debate. If there are no questions or like people who want to say anything, then we can go ahead and move into a vote. But if you do have something to say, go ahead and put your hand up and I'll start a speakers list. Awesome. Hand up in the participants chat so I can just keep an eye on there. Okay, I see one hand and then we can start with them. So Andrea, go ahead.
Yeah, hi Uche. I would like to know what prompted you to start this resolution to really understand what you want to change with it.
Yeah, so this resolution really stemmed from past elections, most recently this essay race that we had with the presidential and what was the other race? The undergraduate representative to the UA, and seeing how we found out the day before voting was closed that like a lot of people's votes were being invalidated. Because they had not ranked everyone, and a lot of people didn't know that their votes were going to be invalidated just because the computer system did not let them know. They were able to cast their votes normally and, you know, got a confirmation email. I know many people who, you know, approached me about that issue. And so it's not the first time that this is happened. I think this is the first time that it's actually really coming to light, but this has happened in past elections, and so I think that this kind of prompted me, and I know I've talked to a lot of students about the fact that, you know, they don't want to have to rank every single person. There are people who were in this essay race where there's ranked choice voting where people did not feel comfortable or had allegations against certain individuals, or, you know, just in the spirit of, you know, voting, they just did not want to have to put down that individual or, you know, have any type of votes transferred to them. So I think that is my main motivation for this.
Thank you. And I was actually wondering if I could continue. If not, I'll just raise my hand again.
Awesome. Okay, so I see Lucas has a question, and Andrea, I will go to you when we start a second speakers list.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Lucas?
Yeah, so just trying to clarify, right? So the stuff in green on the in the box, that's what was kind of changed / added.
No, so the stuff in the green, hold on, let me pull up my resolution. Stuff in the green is the stuff that's already, I'm sorry for this, it's a little bit confusing for y'all. I'll do better next time with these types of changes, but stuff in the green is the stuff that's already in the charter as of current. What's in the red is the change.
Okay.
Need to be added in to that portion of the charter.
Okay, so one of the portions of it, right, was that we also want this to apply to the UA rep. Is that true? Or to our directly elected UA rep? Do we have to spell that out? / am I understanding that correctly? because right, it says undesignated at large representatives, which right, we have two of those directly elected seats.
Yeah.
So
I guess we can make that amendment change as well. I wanted to apply to their race too, since they were definitely affected by this.
Okay. Lucas, do you have a proposed amendment or like?
Yeah, so I guess that just to add in on line 61, the president, executive vice president, then I guess UA, directly elected UA representatives, just substituting those words in or adding those words in.
Okay.
Yeah. I second the motion to amend.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. So there has been a motion to amend, just as Lucas said, to include that language on line 61. Okay. Perfect. So there was a second to that motion. So now we're going to vote on whether to amend this. So please vote yes if you are voting in favor of this amendment. And it's just adding the explicit language that we're going to include the UA representatives in this resolution. And if you are voting no, go ahead and click no. And if you're abstaining, you can message me or Noah privately. Are there any questions about what's happening right now? I'm still waiting on a few votes. Okay, perfect. 25-0-1, this amendment passes. Thank you, Lucas, for that. Perfect. Okay, I'm gonna go back to Andrea because we don't have anyone on the first speakers list anymore. You can ask your follow-up question.
Yeah. So Uche, this is just like, it's sort of also something that I noticed. Do you think this proposal will tackle also the lack of votes that we currently had?
So I think the issue that we had this time around was the fact that it's just plain out voter fatigue. Like the fact that we had to do voting like back to back like that, I don't even know how many people were voting in the first like round of elections this fall, but I know the second round, a lot of people did not vote or didn't even know that they had to revote. And so that was a major factor in, you know, what was such a low, what made such a low voter turnout, which I'm sure there's other things like involved, but I mean, like in past years, normally voter turnout, correct me if I'm wrong, Kat, you know, it's around like what, 30-40%. So yeah, I think that the reason why we had such low voter turnout this time around was just because voting was back to back and people were tired or just didn't know to vote again.
Okay, great. Thank you, Che.
Awesome. Thank you, both of you. I did see a hand, but it went away. Dylan, would you still like to ask your question?
Yes, please. I completely agree with this motion. I think it's the best thing to do for democracy. And then obviously, those of you know, when it came up during the election, like I was one of the guys saying we should run the election back. But what I'm just wondering is, why don't we just do this for all the positions on the SA? Because I'm looking at the resolution, and it's saying other representatives will be elected for the plurality voting system, and it gives the examples of three arts and science reps and voters having to vote for three candidates. Isn't it just easier and more simple and like more democratic if we just have the same voting system for every election where you can rank if you want to rank and you don't have to rank? You have the option of bullet voting and leaving some votes empty. You know, so I know Dyson has one rep. Suppose there are three people running for Dyson. I don't see why the race for Dyson should be any different to the race for president, for example. Like, why don't we just make it, you know, across the board?
Okay, thank you, Dylan. Uche, would you like to respond? Or would you like, if someone else would like to say something, they could say something as well.
Personally, I don't really understand that motion. I think the other races are fine just the way they are, but if people want to change it, that's also fine too. I don't know. I don't know what other people think. I wasn't really thinking of other races, but.
Well, I mean, it seems weird to say the other ones are fine, but just the elections of president and UA rep aren't fine. I mean, those became the issues in this election because those are the contested races. But suppose there are different contested races in the future, it makes sense to have the same system. You know, this could be a problem that comes up in the Dyson election next year where there are three candidates and people only vote for one or two. So why not just nip this in the bud and change the rule for all races while we're doing it? It seems weird to say there's a voting system for UA and president, but a very different voting system for everyone else. That's going to confuse people even more.
Okay. Thank you, Dylan. Uche, if you'd like to respond, go ahead. I also have Tomas on the speakers list if you would like Tomas to speak
next. Yeah, Tomas, can you respond? Because I don't really understand Dylan's point.
Sure. Go ahead, Tomas.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. I just don't think it's relevant to the issue at hand. So the reason for this resolution is essentially that with the current system, if people do not rank all candidates, their ballot is invalidated, right? That's voter disenfranchisement. So the reason we have this proposal, this resolution, is to prevent voter disenfranchisement, you know, just because someone doesn't want to rank a certain candidate because they don't want that person on the essay at all, right? So that's what this resolution solves. That problem doesn't currently exist for the other elections because they're not ranked choice elections. They're plurality votes. Now, if you want to make those elections ranked choice votes, that's a different conversation, which I'm not saying isn't a valid conversation, but I think that would be a separate resolution. And before even writing that resolution, I think, like, as a governing body, it's our responsibility to look into the history of why those elections are held differently, because I imagine there's a reason that the president, vice president, and undesignated reps are ranked choice and the other ones are plurality votes. It could simply just be an issue of, you know, these races were more competitive. But I'm not opposed to that being a conversation. I just think that would be a separate resolution, that there should be research on the history of it done first before, like, making a decision to add it as an amendment to this resolution, because this resolution isn't about solving that problem.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Tomas. So Dylan, you are still on the first speaker. You are going to be on the second speaker's list if you'd like to respond. I have two people on the first speaker's list, so I'm going to let those two speak. And then if we have no one else on the first speaker's list, I'll come back to you for the second. Does that make sense? Okay, thank you. Feel free to put your hand back up so I know to keep you on the second speaker's list. We're going to go to Sam and then Mardia and then Dylan. Thank you. Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I think Dylan's comment is really actually relevant to this current vote, because if we end up changing all the votes to one type, which I think is a good idea and makes a lot of sense, when we vote on Uche's resolution, we're actually voting on affecting every... Can you guys hear me? Or what did I cut out?
No, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
You can hear me right now?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I cut out. So if we decide to change the voting style for every race, then our vote on this resolution affects that of every race in the future if we're going to keep them congruent. So I think that it's a very relevant point to figure out if we want to keep the races the same or not, since we're going to be voting on all of them if we pass this resolution.
Okay, thank you, Samuel. Okay, I see more hands on the speakers list. Again, I'm sticking with the first speakers list. So if you have not spoken yet, you'll be prioritized. And if you have spoken already, I'm going to add you to the speakers list and move to that once we've exhausted the first speakers list. So we're going to go with Mardia and then Morgan, because neither of them have spoken yet. Mardia, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak in favor of the ranked voting system. I just think, I'm reading the resolution and I understand, like, the need for to not allow voter disenfranchisement to happen because we want people's votes to count. But I think it's important that people should rank every single candidate, because even if they prefer a very specific candidate and they don't want anyone else to get any votes, I just think the ranked voting system is imperative. It helps with, get more votes to other people and for people to actually consider other people to win. Like, it's just my view. And people who, and from what I know, people who did the ranked voting system liked it far better than this one. the plurality one.
Okay.
Yeah, so honestly, I'm going to respond, but can I concede to Tomas actually to respond?
Sure, okay. Yes, because UJ is the sponsor of this resolution, he's allowed to respond to any comment and he is ceding his time to Tomas. So Tomas, I will allow you to speak right now.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, Uche's not trying to get rid of ranked choice. These elections would still be ranked. It would just allow you to not rank a certain candidate. And the reason for this is that there are candidates that for whatever reason that voter might have, people do not want to vote for. And for example, if candidate X has openly said transphobic things, it is an act of violence to expect me as a trans person to rank that person at all. And then if I don't rank that person, now my vote is not counted. So you see how that creates a problem where you're forcing me, even if I rank that person last, you're forcing me to give that person any vote of confidence, as opposed to allowing me to exercise my right of essentially protest by leaving that person off my ranking list. So just to be clear, like the resolution is not getting rid of ranked choice, it's just making it so that you can choose to leave someone off your list. And again, like I said before, I don't think that it's not relevant to talk about making the other races ranked choice. I just think that that's something that we should think about and look into the history of and spend time on, as opposed to adding it as an amendment and not doing our due diligence beforehand.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tomas. In keeping with the speakers list, of the hands I see raised, Morgan and Annalie have not spoken yet. So we're going to move to Morgan and then Annalie, and then I'll move to the second speakers list. So Morgan, go ahead.
Thank you. I think this resolution is spot on. It accomplishes what it sets out to accomplish, and it really fixes the problem that we see occurring each time where votes are invalidated. And so I would encourage us to vote yes on this resolution. And then also, I agree with Tomas that if we want to look into it afterwards, changing the other races to ranked choice, we should do that as its own resolution and probably not just tack it on right here, right now. It deserves to be looked into. So yes, I'd encourage everyone to vote yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Morgan. Next we have Annalie, and I'm going to move to the second speakers list.
Sorry, I'm muted. So I just wanted to urge the SA to vote in favor of this resolution. I think it's important to ensure that votes aren't invalidated and the fact that every individual feels like their vote is counted. Also on that, I think there is a lack of transparency, I think, in the voting system with the SA and just how it's been historically, and the fact that even if we're considering this ranked voting system, a lot of people didn't realize that their vote is invalidated if they didn't rank the entire system. And then lastly, just to echo Tomas's point in the fact that we shouldn't force anyone to feel like they need to vote for someone that disenfranchises them, especially for minority voters who feel like when they're voting, they don't want to vote for someone who is completely against their political beliefs. So I think that I urge you all to vote in favor.
Thank you so much, Annalie. Now we're on the second speakers list, and I see Dylan and Lucas. So Dylan, the floor is yours.
Sorry, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's my initial point. I think it's obviously very important that we do pass this. I think that it's fundamentally in democracy, and you look at elections, you know, for governments, you look at, different elections, like, it just isn't right to, you know, force people to have to vote for someone or rank. Like, people should have the right to vote for as many candidates as they want. I think there was a separate conversation, and probably worth adding to this, is the whole issue of the fact that, for example, ballots were accepted and you got a confirmation when, in fact, a ballot was invalid. So I think we definitely have to look at that and basically, you know, maybe say something like, if a vote is invalid, it doesn't go through, and it says your vote's invalid, go correct it or something, rather than, you know, accepting it, sending you a confirmation email, and you not knowing whether your vote was counted or not. So I think there's a complete flaw with the entire electoral system. You know, I think it does have to be more clear on the ballot what the rules are. And, you know, I think that will just see greater turnout. That will mean that elected officers have greater legitimacy. And it's important to remember, in this election, only 16% of the student body voted, which is pathetic. right? And again, it's going to be 32 or whatever, and that's pathetic on its own. This is half that, so it's even more pathetic. So, you know, we need to work on that. It will just, you know, enhance the whole system. It'll tie the student body to the student assembly more closely. But I do want to come back to Samuel's point when he touched on my point. It does seem a bit silly to me to include the line, all other representatives shall be elected by a plurality voting system, when we're saying we want to come back and look at that. You know, if we want to look at that separately, we should look at it separately and it shouldn't be in this resolution at all. If we don't want to change that, then that's a separate issue. But if there is a discussion to be had to say we should have one electoral system for the entire student assembly, then either we should do it in one big go, or if we're saying we're going to be present in the UA right now and the others later, we should take the other ones out of this resolution.
Point of order.
Because we're kind of voting to keep plurality here while also saying we're going to review that.
Okay. So we have a point of information from Morgan and a point of order from Uche. Morgan put her POI in the chat, and then Uche, you can say your point of order.
Yeah, it's basically echoing what Morgan said. That wording is currently already in the charter for the other races that use a plurality system. So yeah, like Tomas said, the language in the green was already there. It's not being added into the resolution. The language that is in the red is what is going to be added. So if you're interested or want to make all the other races ranked choice, that's fine. I just think that it should be a separate resolution, which can be written up.
Okay, awesome.
Motion to vote.
Okay, there has been a motion to vote.
Second.
There has been a second. And okay, so now that it's been second, we're just going to go ahead and move into voting. This is a non-debatable motion. So according to Robert's rules, I'm not just saying that. So, okay, and if you're in favor of this resolution, then we're going to, actually, sorry. So there was a second to the motion to vote, okay. Question for our parliamentarian, Michael, if you're there. Do we have to vote to vote, or can we just move into it? Is there, oh, okay. Is there any dissent to this motion to vote?
Question procedural, can anyone second a motion to vote?
Anyone can second a motion to vote.
And can everyone actually petition to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
perfect. Voting number. Okay, now they have the second. There has been no dissent to the vote. Just go ahead and vote in the chat, please. So if you're in favor of this resolution, we're just going to vote on it right now. Please vote yes. And if you're not in favor, vote no. And if you're going to abstain, you can message me or Noah privately. Okay, so waiting for a couple votes. I'm going to leave voting open for 30 seconds and then close it from there.
Can I have a point of information here?
Okay, what is your point of information, Dylan?
Is it possible to add to this resolution that we will review the other voting systems in the coming weeks?
Well, so this is a resolution and it's going to make an edit to the charter, and you're more than welcome to bring up any like new resolutions that will like, continue to edit the language.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. I'm still waiting on one or two more votes. Okay, perfect, that's everyone. 23-2-1, this resolution passes. Congratulations, Uche. So, okay, thank you everyone. So, we are now finished with our agenda. Is there anything that you guys would like to say before we motion to adjourn? Okay, I have a hand from Lucas, yes?
So like, is it possible that we can task like the executive archivist to like look at the precedent potentially on this and just present like a little report maybe on when did we adopt plurality versus ranked choice? Is that something that falls in that line?
Definitely. That's a great solution, Lucas. Our executive archivist is Maria. She is on this meeting. Maria, would you accept this?
Yes, I could do that.
Perfect. Thank you. There is a lot of history that goes into like how these procedures have been decided. So we'll be looking into the histories. And this can help inform any future resolutions or motions that we'd like to change about voting, like Dylan and other folks have brought up. So awesome. Thank you, Maria and Lucas, for that suggestion. Otherwise, as we have nothing else on this agenda, Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Oh, okay, perfect. All in favor of adjourning, just say aye or vote.
Aye.
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 Great.
Aye.
Okay, I'm assuming that's a majority. Don't forget about our socially distanced meetup tomorrow. Please sign up just so we know who's gonna be there around when. Otherwise, have a great rest of your Thursday evening.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.